शांति, ओम शांति। आई कैन हियर द साउंड इज कमिंग। हैप्पी दिवाली। सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस। वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग द बिगेस्ट फेस्टिवल ऑफ द ईयर। And the song too was saying, that song was in Hindi, but it was saying that we must light the lamps of good thoughts in our mind. So which lamps? In today's Murli in the morning, Baba spoke about the soul consciousness. The true lamp is the lamp of soul consciousness. Ignite that lamp in yourself. That's true Diwali. And when we invoke our stage of deity form and goddess Lakshmi form, it's only invoked when we are in soul conscious stage. And the song was also saying that not only we should experience good thoughts for the self, but we should be spreading the vibrations of happiness for each and every particle of the world. And this is today's topic. Today's topic is, I think you must have heard an announcement, serving through the mind. So we are all world benefactors. And we are all world servers. We are all right hand to Baba and hands of Brahma Baba in establishment of the new world. And today is the day of remembrance of that coming new world, our deity form. So we all together creating that new world for ourselves. And in that creating new world, the service through mind is the most important service, which is unlimited service. When we serve through our speech, serve through our actions, that is limited service. We can do that service to the contact souls, to few hundred souls maybe. But when we are giving vibrations through our mind, being at one place, we can spread vibration to the souls of the whole world. So this is subtle service. It's not visible. Other services, they are visible. But the service of mind is invisible service to the whole world. And in this task of world benefactor, we each and every soul important for Baba. Now whether we are living in household life, whether we have a surrendered life, or like Kumars, Kumaris, children, no matter which part we are playing in this world or in this Brahmin life, each and every soul is important. It's not that those who are dadis and very senior brothers and sisters, only those are the world benefactor souls. They can bring benefit to the world. I have just finished my course, 7 days course, and I'm just 6 months Baba's child or 1 year Baba's child. So how can I do that unlimited service? Is it true? So Baba says, even a 7 days Baba's child can do this world service. And it's like we are all screw in Baba's, this world benefactor machinery. If a screw in a machine is loose, sometimes, it creates a lot of defect in the process of production. Even a small screw can produce that thing. So in the same way, we all souls have our own roles at our place where we are for this benefit to bring to the world. So never consider yourself as that you are very small, what you can do, no. We are all playing very important role in the transformation of the world. And this service through mind, anyone can do. Even you cannot go out for Baba's service. You know, even if you are sick, you cannot move much. Or even if you are in bondage, you know, someone puts obstacles to you, you cannot go to the center and all. Still, no one can stop our mind. Can someone stop our mind? So service through mind is obstacle free. Anytime, anywhere, any place we can do it. And normally we perform three types of services in Brahmin life. One is service through our actions. That is cross service, no? Like we all perform actions, we carry out our roles, and it's very easy. We are used to do our actions, daily routine, jobs, whatever task is given to us. So we are habitual of doing all those tasks, and we remember Baba and we do that as a karma yogi. And when we come into contact to the souls, then through our behavior, through our virtues, you know, we inspire others. So this is just doing service through actions. But through speech, it's not that easier, you know, like than action, because if you want to share knowledge with others, you require some practice, you know, how to share that knowledge, which is the right method to give the knowledge. So after some practice, then you are able to do that too in an easy way. It requires some more practice than actions. Through actions, it's more easier. But when it comes to the mind, we feel it's very easy to serve through mind. But as it seems, it's not that easy. Because mind is subtle, very subtle, but very powerful too. So subtle means its speed is so fast, it can, within a minute or within a second, can move here and there. It has no bondage of time, place and person. So that's why we are not able to focus. No, like if you want to focus at some place that I want to give vibrations to this place for this period of time. 1 second you are focused and another second. So if you are not concentrated, then it will not work. So sometimes we try to do it, but we are not that successful. And we think that I am doing service through my mind, I am giving so many vibrations to this person, but still there is no change, still the results are not that good, I am not finding that success in my efforts of doing service. Because Baba has taught us how to do service through mind if we are not doing in that way. If we are not using the right method for that service, then the results are not good. The other thing is that it's very refined. No, like we say the science. No, like science in its refined way, it's very powerful. If we see few examples, you know, like phone, we use nowadays mobile phones. The size of phone in earlier days when it was invented, and now the size of phone and uses, there were only limited uses. You can talk at one place only, and you know, like limited, just a few calls you can make. The distance was really very limited, but now in that small set you have unlimited scopes. You can have, I will say, the whole world in your hands, in just small handset. The size is reduced, but power has increased. And Now a small pen drive can carry so much data. Earlier it was cassettes with few songs only, then came CDs and DVDs, and now it's just a small pen drive, flash drive you say, whatever name you give, but you can have unlimited songs, even unlimited videos, unlimited whatever you want to keep in it, classes, your. So the more refined it has become, the more powerful it is. Same way, you know, it here, the more refined is my mind is, the more powerful it will be. Now we have, you know, so many watts bulb. When we light a 100 watt bulb, it will give light to a room. And when there is 1000 watt bulb, then a field, a small field you can light. And if it is lighthouse, then the light goes up to the miles. So it's the power of that lighthouse that it can show the path to the ships who are miles away. In the same way, if I am lighthouse, you know, Baba says, you souls should be like lighthouses. So means, if my mind's power is that powerful that it can spread vibrations to the whole world, means my sakash is that much strong that it can reach to the other corner of the world. Now, the light should be such. If mind is weak, how can that reach to the other corner of the world? Weak means if you are only 0 watt, you can see the 0 watt light. It's very dim. You cannot perform any task in that light. So I should be that powerful in my mind. And how can I refine up to that stage? Baba says, to do service through mind, your mind should always be pure, elevated. It should be filled with elevated thoughts. You should always have thoughts of giving. Means, it should be selfless, and always have good feelings and wishes for others. If your feelings keep changes, you know, like sometimes you have good feelings, sometimes, you know, like if this happens, you know, like the one who has good relations with me, if my sanskars matches, then my feelings are always good for that person. But if there is something wrong means like if they get angry on me or they defame me or they are negative to me in one or other way, my feelings are different. My attitudes immediately change. So, if my feelings, they keep changing, then I won't be able to radiate that powerful vibrations which can affect the souls. The negative thoughts, their power is very less. Now it's like you withdraw your energy. No, like we take energy from Baba, we make us powerful, and immediately some negative situation came and you go into those thoughts, what happens? It's like a leakage. Whatever you have instilled in yourself, it has gone out. It's like hole in a bucket. If there is hole in bucket, can water stay in that? So no matter how many hours I am spending in yoga, I have done very powerful Amrit Vela, whole day, no, I keep that attention. But if any situation is creating negative thoughts in me, and if it changes my attitudes towards any person in a negative way, then mind's power, it immediately goes down. And then your mind's vibrations doesn't work for others. Even we can feel in day-to-day life, the positive vibrations and negative vibrations. There is one story, beautiful story, that there was once a king and he used to take care of his subjects well. So one day with his minister, he was in his city just to find out how his subjects are. So he just asked a question to his minister, can you tell me what my subjects, they think about me? So then the minister said, very simple, Your Majesty, the way you think about them, they think the same about you. So then he asked, how can it be possible? I don't believe this. So he said, I can prove it for you, just wait. We are in the city, so I'll give you a few examples. And after a few minutes, they saw that one woodcutter, he was on the way with the bundle of wood on his head. So when the king saw this woodcutter having wood on his head, he felt that he is cutting his forest without permission. He should have asked permission for that. So then he told the minister, this woodcutter, call him to the royal court tomorrow. I will warn him, or if required, I will punish him. He is just destroying my forest. So then this minister told him, Your Majesty, you just go on one side. I just want to inquire this woodcutter what he thinks about you. So he said, okay. So then he asked him, he just, from his own side, he created this question. Do you know that our king is dead? So this woodcutter said, whether he is dead or alive, I have no business to do. He is not very good to his subjects, so for me, this question is useless. Don't ask me. And he went away. And then he saw towards the king, and the king got annoyed. He said, this woodcutter is foolish, so I don't want to listen to him. And then they walked few streets, and an old lady with a stick in her hand, she was walking. So seeing her, this king, he felt compassionate to her. So he said to his minister that call her too in the royal court tomorrow. She is too old and I would like to give her pension for her whole life so that she will live happily. So again, this minister said, okay, Your Majesty, you go on the side. I just want to inquire this lady about you. So then he asked the same question to her. Do you know this news that our king has died? So she said, oh, are you joking to me? The king was such a kind one. He was careful for his subjects. How can he die? He cannot die. So then this minister said, you are right. He is not dead. I was just joking to you. So then he saw towards the king. And now the king realized. The way he thought towards the people, the same reaction was coming to him. So here again, Baba says it's the same thing. The way we think about others, if I have good feelings and good wishes for others all the time, means constantly, no matter the way they are behaving to me, whether they are good or bad to me, but if I am in good wishes and good feelings always for them, the same will come back to me. So this is the service through mind. If my feelings keep changing, then no, it will not work. So this is a real work. Now we need to do that work in our mind, or we need to practice a lot about this. Whenever these type of situations arise, whether my feelings change or not, just check and change. As soon as you feel your feelings are changing, then use thoughts of knowledge. Baba has given us all type of knowledge points. How can we transform our thoughts? And thoughts can transform thoughts. Now, like we say, iron cut iron. In the same way, if I want to change the feelings of my mind, I need to use the same, like positive thoughts to change negative thoughts. So which positive thoughts I need to use? So if someone is criticizing me or someone is abusing me, that creates a lot of waste thoughts sometimes. Because waste thoughts, they too, waste a lot of mental energy. Trivial things in day-to-day life create sometimes lot of waste thoughts. Where you are working, your relationships with your colleagues or with your boss or your family relations, something up and down create lot of waste thoughts. Conflict in relations, in general term, we can say it, if there is any conflict in any relation, then sometimes the waste thoughts can continue for whole day. And if we are not able to stop them, then you waste your lot of energy. Your mind is so weak. Even you will not be able to do meditation. Will you be able to remember Baba when your mind is in waste thoughts? How will be the quality of concentration? What is the quality of concentration at that time? When you remember Baba, when you have lot of waste thoughts about any person. So either adverse situations, they create waste thoughts, sometimes even attachment too. In a positive way too, like if you have attachment to the quality or cooperation, a person is helpful to you, is always available to you when you need. Maybe now because of any position, you have attachment for them, which Baba says name and fame, that too creates sometimes attachment. So that too also, that is even negative thought. And it wastes your lot of mental energy. And we are really weak after having those waste thoughts. And our mind really not able to spread any vibrations at that time. Your aura is totally, finished. Spreading vibration means creating that powerful aura to influence the environment and people. So however that energy goes down, just check. And to transform that, we need to use daily Murli. Why do Baba say to churn the ocean of knowledge? Churn the ocean of knowledge, not just to listen Murli. It's because it's Brahmin's code and conduct that we have to come to the class, we have to listen Murli. We have heard Murli, it was very nice, very good, we felt so happy. And that energy continues for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, you are in so many things. And then all those things influence you, all those people influence you, and then what happens? They draw your energy. They take away your energy, and if you are not conscious, then if you are not churning that knowledge, if you are not full of those good thoughts of knowledge or spiritual thoughts of knowledge, then how do you feel? Then totally discharged. Not charged, but discharged. And when we are discharged, then things go in a opposite direction. In place of giving, what do I need? They should give me. They should take care of me. They should love me. They should ask me. They should respect me. Because I don't have, I need it. I ask from outside. In place of giving vibration, I'm seeking. I'm asking for them. Is that true? But if I am full, then the one who is full is definitely, is always Who can donate? Who can donate? Can a poor donate? Or a wealthy one donate? Even for money, if we see. So who do charity? Those who are wealthier, no, those who have really full of that money, only they can donate. And if they themselves are empty, they themselves need, then they are asking, they cannot give. So same as here at the subtle level. So if I am full of that energy, full of those good thoughts, full of those feelings, then only I will be able to give. Otherwise, so here we need to pay attention, no, because it's subtle. So subtle means I need to pay more attention. Sometimes even we are not aware of waste thoughts. No, whole day I am in the waste thoughts, in negative thoughts, but still I am not aware. Why I am not aware? Because we are so used to these thoughts. Sanskars, no, which Baba says, 63 birth sanskars we are carrying with us, and it's just 1 hour Murli, that's my energy, and if I don't churn over it, it doesn't last longer, and then I am again in my old sanskars, old attitudes, old feelings, old behaviors. So in Brahmin life, I need to pay attention in a subtle way. And as soon as you feel that, immediately either you read Murli. No, if you are not able to recall what Baba has said today. No, like if I ask you, what was the main Murli point today? What that touched you? And you even revised that point. Can any one of you stand up and tell about that? His mercy is that He gives us directions daily. His mercy is not may you live longer, may you have son, or may you have wealth. No. Mercy is that through that study we achieve our own aim. No? Anything else special from today's Murli? So this was really special, and many times Baba repeated this point that when you go around, tour around, then remember Baba. Now it's not that you are sitting and just going down, your head is going down. I can see few in the hall too, they are drowsy. If you see someone next to you, it's very drowsy, then just pick them up. Because this is sometimes, it's very heavy, you know, like after breakfast when you sit in the class, sometimes the head automatically goes down. We are not even aware. So, okay, let's come to the point. So we need to chant Murli, I think 3-4 times a day. I know Dadi Prakash Mani, you know, like I had this fortune to live with her for years. And I saw her personally 4 times a day. She used to read Murli. Although she was Dadi and she had listened that Murli from Baba, I think for so many times, right from the time of Om Mandli, from the beginning of Yajna till the end of her life. Sometimes I used to get amazed, why Dadi reads Murli so many times. She knows everything, like sometimes we feel we know everything what Baba is saying. But still, Amrit Vela, after Amrit Vela, she will read Murli, she will read for the class. Then in the afternoon, after finishing her rest, she will read Murli, and before going to bed in the night, must, no matter if it is 12 o'clock in the night, she's so much busy in the program, and it's too late. even after Baba's program. Usually she was this late, no, after Baba's program. And she will read Murli, what Baba, so the fresh Murli Baba has given, even if it takes 1 hour. So because of that dharana, like Dadi was the embodiment of all Baba's teachings. And she was never ever weak in her mind. Like she was unshakable, always stable, and like constant in her stage. So we can always keep our stage that constant and powerful if we pay attention to Murli, that sincerely. So if you are not able to recall Murli points, just note them down and read them. And nowadays there are so many methods. You just have mobile in your hand, through internet you can see, even there are so many apps, you can have Murli in your hand. Anytime you want, the Murli is available to you. So go through that. That will give you good thoughts and keep you charged. And when we talk about concentration, to improve our power of mind, we need to have powerful connection with Baba, because He is the source of all the powers. He is Almighty. And the concentration is that if I want to keep my mind in seed stage for 15 minutes, then it should be there for 15 minutes. If I want to keep my mind in avyakta stage for 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever time I think, so it should be there. Means there should be control over mind. No, I should be ruling my mind. If I have said the mind will be in this thought, means if I think for myself that I am a pure soul, I am an elevated soul, I am the one whom Baba has found out of multi-millions, I am such a multi-million times fortunate soul. So I want to experience this intoxication in yoga for 10 minutes. So can I stabilize myself for 10 minutes in the same thought? Or it's just one thought and finish? What do you think? So if I am able to stabilize myself to that long, that generates power. Like we give sometime examples, if a paper is in the sunlight, doesn't burn. Maybe it lies there for days, months together. But if you put a lens, and when the sun rays are focused on one point on a paper, within minutes that paper burns. So how this has happened? The sun rays were falling previously too, but now it can burn the paper because the rays are focused on one point. So it has generated that much power, can burn. The same way Baba says, when your yoga is of that state, that it's like a fire of yoga, it's volcanic stage yoga, then is the power to destroy your sins or burn your all past karmic accounts, because I am focusing Baba's whole power on my soul with that thought. When I am totally merged in Baba's love, when my feelings are that mine is one Baba, none else, I am totally with one, and there is no movement of mind here and there. So if it is for half an hour, that's the best. And then you will experience your mind is at the most powerful stage, most pure stage, and you are as a lighthouse. I think after finishing this class, we'll just practice for minutes, you know, how we can become, we stay in one thought and we spread, we ourselves experience that light and then spread that light to the world around. And when our concentration is that good, then we are able to achieve our aim and we will be successful whatever we want to do. We know that scientists, they invent new things for the world. And the power behind is, again, is the power of concentration. So here, the concentration creates new experiences for us. And not only we are benefited by that, but we will be able to give benefit to others too. We all know Darijan Ki. Darijan Ki is said, her title is, you know what her title is? Her title is the most stable mind in the world. You know, her concentration power is so good. And she is tested in universities. You know, like Texas University and Melbourne University, for her this mind waves. You know, EEG, electroencephalogram, is a test for the brain, which checks the brain waves. So the scientists wanted to know what kind of waves Dadi produces, because she is a meditator for a long time. So when they put this machine on her head, they found she was producing delta waves. Normally beta waves are produced. Beta waves are like 30 to 40 cycles per second. And delta waves are just 1 to 2 cycles per second. So they thought their machine is not working. It's just flat. So how can this be possible? She is producing delta waves. Delta waves are only produced when one is in very deep sleep. Very deep sleep means without dreams. When you are sleeping without dreams, you are not seeing any dreams. And it's only for few minutes, no? Like in 90 minutes, it's just, I think, 20 minutes very deep sleep we have. And that rejuvenates our brain, refreshes our brain or recharges our brain. It's the quality of the delta sleep, delta wave sleep, no? So when they found that she is producing delta waves, even she is awake, so they were really confused and they took out machine from the dadi and they put that machine on the head of other person. And as soon as it was on the head of other person, there were beta waves. So machine is right, machine is not. So then they put that machine again to Dadi and then thought, she is doing meditation, that's why she is producing delta waves, no? So we should keep her busy in doing something. So they told Dadi, you talk to someone and it should not be ordinary talk. You should talk about some problem, as if you are solving some problem. And she does that, and again the result was same. Her graph was showing delta waves. And then they told her, okay, you solve some mathematical problem. So some problem was given to her. Again the graph was same. And then she was told for reverse counting. Reverse counting from 100. Again the graph was same. So then she got this title, means in each and every situation, she was the same. Her mental stage was same. So Dadi has that much concentration power in her. And we can see, you know, like still she is so amazing. Although, you know, she has passed such a big test for her body, you know, but still, you know, she can give sustenance to our brothers and sisters. Still she can walk. she can talk well, her memory is very good. So why she is so amazing in this age? Because her concentration power, her mind power is so good. And it's because of that quality yoga, the powerful yoga with Baba. So we should keep that aim in our life, that my mind power should keep on increasing. And how I can keep on increasing it, and the methods we should use in daily life. And there are many benefits when we do this service through mind. Baba has told this in many muralis, that sitting at one place, you can serve to the other corner of the world souls. So it's like doing unlimited service. So you can give peace to the souls, you can give power to the soul, you can give help to them, or you can encourage them, you can make them realize how fortunate they are, or you can give them Baba's message in a subtle way. Not, it's like face to face conversation, but like through vibrations, they will be touched. And sometimes even they can have visions. Many Baba's children, they have come into Gyan after having visions. And especially at the time of Om Mandali, how Baba served souls is through visions. Like many at their homes, they get visions. So it was through Brahma Baba's stage. But now at the end, Baba says, you children, your angelic stage will be so powerful. You will be like a lighthouse, and you spread your vibrations, and many souls in the world, they will feel it. But for that, our mind should be of that powerful. We should have that stage. Then only we will be able to give those experiences to the soul. And other benefit is, we can heal ourselves, and even we can help others in healing, like in their recovery. I have these experiences in my life, and I want to share with you, because in Laukik way, I am a medical doctor, and I have been working in this global hospital for years. So on patients, I tried many times, like how my vibrations can help to the patients. And I think 3-4 patients, those who were near death, they were in emergency, and really, we were not hoping that they are going to be alive. So I was on night duty, and I did meditation for them, and all of them, they came out from their bad condition, I would say. And for me too, I tried. I had once found a cyst in my stomach, and it was a big cyst, 7 centimeter cyst. So I thought, why should not experiment on this power? Because the doctor told me it's not an emergency, you need not to go for operation or surgery immediately. You can plan it, even after 2 months or 6 months, as you decide. It's something benign. So I thought, if doctor is giving me time, why not to use my power of mind on it? So we all do meditation every day, it's our routine. So I just added 10 minutes in it, to just giving vibrations to that part where it was found. It was in ultrasound, the place was specified, it is at this place. So I just started giving vibrations and started visualizing that it's reducing and reducing, and one day is really going to finish. It was my thought in the end, after having powerful meditation. I used to think that for 5 minutes. And really, I went for a repeat ultrasound as per doctor's advice, after 3 months, it was reduced to 1 centimeter. So he got wondered, you know, because these things really never go or never reduce so fast in this way. So he asked me, what are you doing? How it got reduced 2 centimeters in 3 months? So, you know, like I was happy because I knew I am doing something. I am using my power of meditation on it. And then again, I repeated sonography after 3 months, and again it went, it reduced. And next, after 1 year, I repeat sonography, and it was almost 1 centimeter, almost finished, just 1 centimeter. And next sonography, completely gone, without any surgery. So it was really a success of mind, that using the power of mind. So power of mind is such an immense power. If you use it in a right way, it really makes impossible possible. But we should be using it in a right manner. So anything you can make possible in the world with your power of mind, which Baba has also told us. So I experimented it on my disease, and I helped many souls too in that way. But I never advise that you stop your medicines. No, like you should never stop your medicines, but use this as an additive to your medicine. So it will really help, and it heals you fast. We are running a project in the hospital, coronary artery disease regression program, for heart patient especially. I think most of you know, when you go to visit Global Hospital, they tell you about this. How many of you know about that project, coronary artery disease regression program, CAD project? No one. Those who know can raise your hand. Only few. So in that project, normally the heart patients, those who have completely blocked arteries, 100%, 90%, and they are called, means those who don't want to go for bypass surgery, or they are afraid of surgery, or they do not have that big amount to pay, because it requires a big amount, like to give doctors when you go for a bypass surgery. So those who are poor, they cannot afford that. So they are invited for this camp here with their reports, and they are kept here for 7 days. Maybe they are lucky people. Sometimes they are not in Baba's knowledge, but they are heart patients. So they come here for that project, and they are taught in 3 ways. One is their lifestyle changes in the form of vegetarian diet, vegetarian, low cholesterol, high fiber diet. And second is they should go for exercise 40 minutes per day. And third is Raj Yoga meditation for stress-free life. So they are taught Raj Yoga meditation, how to become stress-free with that. So they go through a psychological analysis, and they are told what are the weaknesses in their thinking they need to change that has created that disease in them. And we connect all the 7 basic qualities of soul with the 7 organs. Like the 7 original qualities or virtues of soul are knowledge, peace, love, happiness, bliss and power. So knowledge is for brain. The soul, these 7 energies, these 7 virtues, these 7 energies, they sustain our 7 organs. So knowledge is for brain, and then peace is for lungs, love is for heart, happiness is for stomach, for digestive system. That's why it is said happiness is the best nourishment. Khushi jasi khurak nahi. In Hindi, it's a saying. Happiness is the best nourishment. So why happiness is the nourishment? Because it is connected to our digestive system. This energy is for digestive system. And then power is for musculoskeletal system, muscles and bones. And bliss is for hormones. So if we have all these seven energies in 100%, then body is completely healthy. And that is possible only in golden age. At present, want to say something? I'll repeat it. So first is knowledge. Knowledge is for brain. So the more knowledge we have, our brain will be powerful. Powerful means like it will remain free from diseases. Neurotic and psychotic diseases. These are two types of diseases, which we get in the brain. So we will be free from those type of diseases. And then second is peace for our lungs. So when we are at peace in our mind, the respiratory system, it stays healthy. But more you are peaceless, if you get anxious very early, you have so many worries, it affects your respiratory system. Anything against peace, it affects respiratory system because it reduces that flow of energy of peace to that system. And that's why it gets weak and diseased. And the love is for the heart. So love, energy of love, it sustains my circulatory system. So if I am loveful, I feel that, I am loving to others, others to love me. My life is full of love. The heart will be healthy. But if you feel that you are alone, isolated, no one cares for you, or you are neglected, or whatever, you have hatred for others in your mind, anything goes against love. It reduces the flow of energy to the heart. And over a period of time, you get the blockages or maybe any heart disease, any type of heart disease. And to recover it, to heal it, again you need to give energy of that love to the heart. So those patients, those who come for this project, they are taught how to use energy of love to heal their heart. So Shiv Baba is the ocean of love and I am a loveful soul, so I am receiving that energy of love from Baba. He's so loveful to me. And then by having those feelings of love for me and others, even self-love. Sometimes people do not love themselves, They forget to love themselves. They always see their weaknesses or drawbacks and they hate themselves. Why I do like this or I am like this and I should be doing that or not doing that. Maybe, any type complex in the self against love, if it is there. So it affects our heart. And if we reverse that process, we create positive thoughts, then it starts healing. Same is for stomach. Feelings of happiness. If you are satisfied, when you are satisfied, then you are happy. Satisfaction and happiness, or contentment or happiness, both are related. So if you are contented, you are happy, then your digestive system is good. But dissatisfaction and sorrows and sufferings, the feeling of sorrows in the life or sufferings from any situations, if they are coming or from maybe people or relations, they are coming, they affect your system, weaken your system. And to heal the system, again you have to become positive in those emotions. So when you remove that dissatisfaction and sorrows, then your system starts healing. And power is for our musculoskeletal system. So if you are confident, courageous in your life, then your this system is strong. But if you feel lack of confidence, or you always feel like you cannot take initiative, you are shy, or maybe like any low feeling, any kind of low feeling about the self, low self-esteem, it can cause weakness in the muscles or lead to joint problems. Okay, so if you want to heal your these type of diseases, then I need to make myself positive in that direction. And Baba gives us all type of knowledge points. So those self-respect points, if I use daily, then I am healing myself, not only mentally but physically. And if I can heal myself, I can help others too. That energy I can transfer to others. Like healers, they transfer their energy to patients. Sometimes medicine doesn't work much. It's the faith in the healer or faith in the doctor works more than that. How? Because that positive energy, it goes to the patient. And even talking to the doctor for minutes, removes half of the disease. So how it is possible? It's only possible when that energy is that powerful. So bliss, experience of bliss, it harmonizes our hormones. So is it clear now? Purity. Purity is for skin and immunity. So pure thoughts, pure feelings, they raise the level of immunity in our body. So we do not catch infections from outside, like viral diseases, they spread. Viral diseases, it's AIDS and nowadays Ebola, previously swine flu. So many type of new diseases, they come up, and the viruses are so powerful. So once they are caught in the body, it's difficult to remove them. It's just they take the life. So here, if I am pure, both physically as well as at my mental level, then you will not be infected by these type of viruses. So my immunity level is so high. And other thing is, it protects my skin. And we see that Brahma Baba, he always used this power, and he gave sakash to the children most of the times. In history we listen Vishwaratan Dada, name of Vishwaratan Dada, Vishwa Kishore Bhav actually. Not Vishwaratan Dada, Vishu Kishore Bhav. Once he was very sick, he was operated, he was in Mumbai in the hospital, and because of pain he was not able to sleep for few nights. And when Baba called him and he came to know his position, then Baba thought, tonight, I will give him sakash so that he will be able to sleep. And Baba used to get up at 2:30 in the morning, 2:30 a.m. And that day Baba, all the time, he gave vibrations to Vishu Kishore Bhav and he could sleep well. So our sakash really helps others. When dadis, they are not well, or our seniors are not well, what do we do? We are told to give sakash to them. And that really helps them. They recover from their disease very easily. So it's not only that we are going to help seniors, but we can all help each other. So when we see, in Brahmin family, or maybe any of your relatives, your contact souls, whosoever in the world, we are all one family. All are my brothers and sisters. At the level of soul, we are all brothers. No matter whichever country, religion, or language we are. We are all one because we all belong to one. So it's our duty, whosoever in trouble, like Baba says, if there are natural calamities, no? Sometimes people face big natural calamities, you know, there's tsunami or floods or earthquakes, and millions of people die in that. So then our duty increases. Then that time we really especially need to sit for meditation, and we need to give sakash for dead souls. And Baba says that five elements, how you will purify those five elements? Can you give them knowledge? Can you give knowledge to the five elements? So how those elements will become sato pradhan? It's through vibrations, through our sakash. So every day we need to give sakash to the nature too, so that we can purify those elements. And when the many souls, they leave body at a time for liberation of those souls, so that they can get new birth, they get liberated, we need to give them sakash. And we need to give sakash sometimes to the self, to change our old sanskars. But sometimes our evil sanskars are so strong, no matter how much knowledge we listen, how much we practice over that, still we are deceived by them. So then we need to check and work over them while doing meditation, and like with powerful meditation, volcanic stage meditation only is able to remove those kind of sanskars. And sometimes it takes months to work over them. So this is the power of mind we can use for the self as well as for the others and for the whole world. And actually the main service, Baba says, in the last would be the service of mind. Now, you won't be able to give knowledge to the souls at that time. They will be in such situation, and even you will be in such situations that you won't be able to give knowledge to the others, and others won't be in this situation to listen to you. And really, you won't be able to go here and there too. Then only this would be the method. And Baba says your control of mind should be such that if the last time come, then the question will be, mine is one Baba, none else. Your mind should not be distracted by any adverse situation at that time. So even slightest of upheaval of that time can make you fail. And our target is pass with honor, not fail. What do you like? Not only pass, but pass with honor. So that requires practice for a long time. Long time practice will make us pass with honor. So we need to start that practice right from this time. So it's a big homework which Baba has given us many times. Many times Baba reminds us to use our mind power and to have control over mind. Baba says, check your mind when you are really in lot of waste thoughts and just try to stop them. Say stop and it should stop. Sometimes, Baba gives example, if your brakes are powerful, then you can stop the car where you want to stop. And if brake is not that powerful, then it takes some time to stop, and that may cause accident. Is that true or not? So here my brakes of mind should be that powerful, and if my brakes are powerful, I will be able to stop them immediately. Those thoughts immediately I can put a full stop. So how to put a full stop? One point is, everything is beneficial. Whatever is going on is beneficial. Even it is loss, even it is failure, it's my test paper, because I am a student, I am a godly student. And all these situations are coming to test me. So if I pass, it's really benefit for me, no? And Baba is going to give me marks on that. So in confluence stage, everything is for benefit. There can never be loss to me. Even it is seeming loss, no? You feel that it's loss for you, but still, it's a benefit. Maybe sometimes it is in the curtain of future. No, at present you see loss, but in future really you find it was for your benefit. Many times we all Brahmins experience that. Even I have so many these type of experiences of my life, where that time I felt, this is too bad for me, but later I found it was really beneficial for me in the drama. So I can give you examples, but I'm seeing the watch, so I'm not going in the detail of all those things. So to put a full stop, we can, one, okay, I would like to give you example of a mother. Once a mother in Madhuban, no, like she was a Sivadhari, and she came to me and she told me, I came into Gyan and my husband, he is not following knowledge. So he started creating obstacles for purity. But because she had firm faith in Baba and she wanted to follow the knowledge, so she decided to stay away from him. And she left her home. She had 3 children. So as soon as she came into knowledge, her family, got broken. In other words, I would say. So in worldly way, what would you say? Is it good or bad? Really bad. No, those who will say, oh, she came in knowledge and what happened to her? Just separated from her husband. And then all the 3 children were living with her and she was not educated, so she started sewing clothes because she knew that she was a tailor, so she started sewing clothes to earn money and sustain her children. Her eldest son was 19 years old and he thought to help her mother, so he started working and he joined a real estate man, businessman. And within a year, he was earning good amount of money. And he bought a bicycle, motorcycle, to go for work, and because it was a distant place, so he bought a motorcycle. And within a year, what happened? One day he was driving, and he was driving fast because young boys, sometimes they are so intoxicated, they don't know in which speed they are driving. So he was driving very fast and, he got a big accident on the road. And he got admitted to the hospital, and this mother saw he had a very bad head injury. And 3 days he was in the hospital, and doctors, they tried their best, but they could not save him. So he died. So the second shock, so the scene was too bad. One bad scene was separation, another scene was that she lost the eldest son who was earning for them. And then in few days, she had one daughter. The daughter was cleaning in the house and she was on a stool cleaning the fan. And somehow she slipped from that stool, fell down on her head, and again she got a head injury and she was died. So again shock. And now anyone, in such a situation can have doubt on Baba, whether the knowledge is right or not, am I on the right path or what do you think? So, but she was, she was in firm faith with Baba, and whatever is happening is because of my karma. Something, in my past, or I have done something wronged, that's why these scenes are coming to me. So she was using Baba's knowledge. Although she was in sorrow, not that happy, but still, no, like she had faith in Baba and that was not shaked. And the third son, when he saw all these scenes, he was so afraid, no, like he left her mother and went to his father. Said, I don't want to live with you. Now it's my turn. So maybe. So what happened then? She was alone. No, she didn't want to go to her husband back. So she came to Madhuban just for refreshment. So she came to Madhuban, and that time she met me. I was telling. She told me the whole story, and she was really weeping. No, she was really like in trouble at that time, and she asked me what to do now. I'm really like now my children are not there. I left my husband. I am all alone. So I suggested her to live in Madhuban for a few months in seva. People from India, they can stay in Madhuban for seva for months. So I suggested her to stay for 2 months first, and then if she likes, she can extend it. So she stayed here for 2 months, and she was really, in very good position, because she has really true love for Baba. And after listening Murli, she used to go to meditation room, sit for an hour in meditation, and every day, this knowledge in yoga was very powerful. And she recovered. Within 2 months, she was almost normal and very happy, being in Madhuban. And then she asked me, now I am free, I have no bondage. So can't I stay in Madhuban forever? The way she was feeling, she wanted to do seva all the time. So I said, this is possible, but you need to talk to the seniors, because if they decide you can stay, then, and she was not very old, young, in 30s, not very old, so she could stay. So then she talked to one of our senior brother, and they really, when they heard her whole story, anyone can feel compassionate, when you hear such type of story. Then, so they said, okay, you continue to stay for 6 months, then we will see what happens. And in this way, gradually she became Madhuban Nivasi. So see, what was in drama? The scene was so bad for her, but it turned into the most beneficial part of her life. And she could never ever imagine in her life that she is going to become Madhuban Nivasi within a year. So this was the benefit. Now she is totally free, and she is still in Madhuban. She is in tailoring department. She is sewing clothes, and she is so happy. She doesn't remember her past. Oh, my account was there with that source. That's all finished, and now I belong to Baba completely. So can we think in this way? So this is how, we need to transform our adversities into our fortunes. So it's the power of mind. And Baba has given us the methods. We can transform. But if we use them in a right way, then we are really able to do this. So I think we are all using and serving through mind, but now onwards we'll pay more attention to it, and especially to control our mind and to have good concentration during yoga. Okay? Om Shanti. So I think in last we will try to be in one thought. I'll give you that thought, and for 5 minutes try to be completely in that thought to test the control of your mind and concentration of your mind. Okay? just see yourself in the angelic body and fly to the subtle regions . See Bab Dada in front of you and Shiv Baba through eyes of Brahma Baba giving me powerful drishti, and I am receiving his powers within me. Be in this experience for 5 minutes.